Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October the 11th, 1943, Keith David Boyce, a cricketer who went on to represent Essex and the West Indies, was born at Castle St. Peter. By a sad twist of fate, October the 11th was also the date of Keith Boyce's untimely death. He collapsed and died on his 53rd birthday while visiting a pharmacy in Spitestown on this day in 1996. Keith Boyce attended Coleridge and Parry School, where he quickly established himself as an outstanding cricketer. After leaving school, he represented the Empire Club. Although he was a leg spin bowler during his early career, he earned renown in his first-class career and internationally, primarily as a right-arm fast-medium bowler. However, his prowess with the bat meant that he was also considered an all-rounder. Boyce's big break came when he made his first-class debut at the age of 21 in February of 1965, playing in Barbados against an international Cavaliers team. In that game, against a team of international test cricketers, he took the wickets of Alan Knott and Peter Richardson and scored 55 runs against a bowling attack that included Trevor Bailey, Jim Laker and Roy Marshall. Trevor Bailey, then secretary of the Essex County Cricket Club, was so impressed by the young man's performance that he recruited him to play for Essex in the English County Championship. On his debut for Essex in 1966 against Cambridge University, only his second first-class game, Boyce took 9 wickets for 61 runs in the first innings, followed by 4 for 47 in the second. This began an outstanding career with Essex, which would last for 11 seasons until 1977. In total, he took 852 wickets in first-class cricket at an average of 25.02. and he scored 8,800 runs at an average of 22.39. Of these, he took 60 wickets and hit 657 runs while playing in 21 test matches for the West Indies. However, his combative bowling and batting style was probably best suited to limited overs cricket. He was the first cricketer to achieve the double of 100 wickets and 1,000 runs playing for his county in the John Player League. According to his county captain, Keith Fletcher, Boyce was known to his teammates as Stingray, after a children's TV show, which always began with the slogan, "Anything can happen in the next half hour." According to Fletcher, this slogan epitomised Boyce's playing style. In 1975, Boyce helped the West Indies to victory against Australia in the final of the inaugural Cricket World Cup by hitting 34 in 37 balls and taking 4 wickets for 50 runs. Boyce was presented with the Cricket Society Wetherall Award for the leading all-rounder in English first-class cricket in 1973, and he was named a Wisden Cricketer of the Year in 1974. After a serious knee injury ended his career in 1977, Keith Boyce returned to Barbados. Despite setbacks in his personal life and with his health, he eventually found a role he much enjoyed as a coach for youth cricketers with the Barbados Cricket Association. Some years after his death, on this day in 1996, the annual Keith Boyce Memorial Cricket Tournament was launched in his honour, with a special emphasis on the development of young cricketers. He is also commemorated in his home parish by the Keith Boyce Pavilion at Moorhill St. Peter, home of the Diamondshire Cricket Club.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.